hacking, right?
No, they also hack a lot.
Oh, okay.
And maybe as soon as you walk out, they start talking very bad about you and say, yeah, have you seen that? And and instead, what I appreciate here is that maybe...
They start bad from the beginning in your face.
No.
How refreshing.
I mean, maybe you had a shitty day and you're not smiling because you had a shitty day, and that is perfectly normal. But then after you, if you open up yourself, you open up in a sincere way, I think.
Are we ready to start?
Yeah, I actually clicked the record button this
time. Okay.
Yeah, I used to have a huge problem with clicking the record button, but that's a whole other story.
It's actually a story that I love because it's one of my favorite moments of a podcast. That's why I do the podcast with Vico. Being a little bit introverted, he always took him some time to click the record button, and I think I saw a little bit of sweat on his forehead coming down, and I just liked this moment.
It's a terrible cliffhanger. It's like I'm standing at the edge of the cliff. And
just do it.
Once you jump, it's easy. But
right. Yes, but first you have to jump. But it is
so
a beautiful moment.
We're all jumping.
Well, we kind of jumped, but let's put the official beginning.
Right. I let it over to you. You do that so brilliantly.
Welcome to Antonimi.
Yes.
Okay, second try.
Okay.
Welcome back to Antonimi Podcast.
Hello.
Today we're doing Italy.
Yes, and we have beautiful and extremely charming Elisabetta with us. Hello, Elisabetta.
Hello, nice to be here.
How are you doing?
Oh, great.
Yes?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, cool. So what we're going to do is, we said a little bit before, we are traveling around the world in 1 year. That means like we invite a lot of different guests just to get their stories, to see how they came up to, or how they end up in Bulgaria, mm-hmm. what they think about Bulgaria, and whatever you want to share with us.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Can I? Do you remember we had one episode about learning new languages? So maybe we could start a tradition. Can I ask you to start some simple dialogue in Italian? Like it's going to be a monologue rather than... Because
no, come on, I can answer a little bit. I lived in Italy.
I thought you wanted in Bulgarian and I was going to freak out.
We all three are not that good in Bulgarian.
Okay.
Sorry. It's the Northwest. He's from the Northwest, so it's a hard language there.
Yeah.
Hard winter, hard language.
Yeah. So, Italian. Sono Elisabetta, vengo da Pisa, sono italiana. Vivo in Bulgaria da 2 anni e un mese.
Wow!
Uh-huh. E mi piace moltissimo, assolutamente.
E tu vuoi rimanere qua?
Sì. Sono molto contenta di rimanere in Bulgaria, non ho la minima intenzione di tornare in Italia.
Wow, ok. Dobbiamo parlare di questo.
Va bene.
Ok.
Tu parli benissimo italiano.
I used to date a couple of Italians.
A couple? Before it was one.
Right. Yes, I have a faiblesse, debilità, say, for Italians.
Okay.
So that was quite hard for me actually to select you just because you're a girl. And I mean, it sounds terrible, but as I said to Vico last time, for this setup is for him to get closer to traveling and for me to see what dating possibilities in different countries there are in Sofia at the moment.
It's okay.
So, yes, still welcome.
Okay, thank you very much for calling me. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Maybe you can introduce me to some of your...
I don't hang out with Italians.
At all? Yeah. Why?
Because they talk too much and too loud.
Yeah, well, okay, they're a little bit loud, but
yeah,
I mean, I'm loud also, so that's fine. Okay, well, that's fine. Anyway, Elisabetta was definitely my first choice. It was very charming when we started to write on Facebook about it, so it was not even difficult to choose.
Okay, nice.
What she said as a quick translation, she is in Bulgaria for 2 years and one month.
1 month, yes.
She loves Bulgaria very much, and she never ever wants to return to Italy, and she's from Pisa.
Yes.
But that sounded so nice, like, mm-hmm. now I have to learn Italian.
Right.
I've been an Italian teacher, so if you want, I can help.
Nice.
Oh. Yes. We had, the last time in the meeting, we had Luis here mm-hmm. from Portugal, and he said something Portuguese. I can't remember what it was, and I had to ask him to repeat it 3 times because it went down like butter.
Oh,
so
nice.
Now it's Vico's turn to actually enjoy
Italian sound.
And speaking so fast, that was impressive.
Well, I speak as a job, so I mean to be pretty clear and not too fast. I was too fast. Okay.
No, but I think...
So you can go faster?
Yes, I can go way faster.
But particularly when Italians get angry and fiery, I think that's another level.
Yeah. You don't want to see that. A few weeks ago said, stop shouting, we were just playing. And I said, you never heard me shouting.
Hasn't even started yet. So just loud talking and loud breathing.
I'm Italian after all.
So your boyfriend is from Bulgaria?
Yes, he's from Varna.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
How did you meet?
Well, it's a funny story actually. I was living in Ulica Veslec at the beginning when I came here.
Where's that?
Death Central, Lvov Most.
Oh!
Serbica?
Yeah, Lvov Most, yes. I know. Actually, it's very nice, close to the Jensky Bazaar?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, I love that area.
It's amazing. For living, actually, I'm happier now.
Okay, where are you now?
No, I am in Gheorghiu-Milev.
Oh, yes. But Gheorghiu-Milev is like for young married couples with kids,
well,
right?
It's nice. It's comfortable. The vegetable shop has nice prices.
Right.
Well, we are a young couple, not so young.
We're extremely young, actually.
Okay. So I was living in Ulica Veslec, and every morning I did all the Ulica to get the tram and go working in Serdica Mall.
Was it the tram 20?
And there was a shop opening on that road, and I was every day looking, and at the end, after a couple of days, the guy came out and said, okay, just come in.
So you were actually standing in front of the window with your nose on it.
I wanted to know what was
but
going
why
on
do
there.
You know, I see a lot of people do that, and I never understand why don't they go inside.
No, it was closed.
Oh, it was closed. Sorry, I didn't get that part of the story.
He was doing the renovation.
Oh, that's really nice of him.
Yes, and I'm an extremely curious person, so
like nosy curious?
Yes. Okay. No, not that, but that was my road, that was my tram, so I need to know what's going on in the world.
Of course, it's your right.
So I met Vicky, who was my best friend, and he was opening a workshop for wood carving and woodworking. I mean, it didn't work out, unfortunately, but it was an awesome place. And there I met Svetin, my boyfriend, and because he was best friend with a friend and so on and so on, and from that day we...
Tell us about the first kiss.
I was drunk.
If you want to.
I was drunk.
It was strong.
Yes.
Okay, well, tell me.
No, I was drunk.
Oh, drunk?
Yes.
I thought it was strong.
Well, it was beautiful, but I was a bit drunk. Yes.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. That's how it normally happens.
Okay, great. Well, we were watching a movie in the pub in front of the workshop.
Which pub?
The Abordage.
Oh, okay, nice, yes.
And I just did it.
So you did it?
Yes, I did. I'm Italian.
Yeah, I know, but I thought that the Bulgarians would be a bit more hands-on. What do you say, Vico, for that?
Well, I was drunk.
Yeah, but he was probably also drunk, right?
He's a big boy. He doesn't get drunk easily.
Well, but then he's also a fast drinker, I would imagine.
No, he's a good drinker, but he's big. So
okay.
He absorbs better than me.
Okay. But normally, is it more the guy or more the girl who takes initiative in Bulgaria?
Wait, is he a big carpenter?
No. Well, actually,
that'd
yes,
be
he's
nice.
A hobby, yes. He has a workshop and he
it's
does
like Jesus.
Wooden stuff.
Is he long hair?
He does beautiful stuff. He made a chest now all in wood.
Okay, but as Jesus, it's normal to be kind of hard to approach him. So.
Yeah.
Right, yes, yeah. Jesus was difficult to get.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a good one to be the first kiss.
Yes. Do we have to cut that out, or is it still okay in the bottom line?
Well, I guess
it's fine.
Still
it's
fine, yes.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So what happened the next day?
The next day I had a terrible hangover and I tried to make...
Wow, you were really drunk.
Yes, I tried to make spaghetti aglio olio peperoncino to Vicky, my best friend. I messed up completely.
How can you mess that up?
I burned everything.
Wow, okay. Yes.
So, but it was fun, then we found each other on Facebook and the relationship...
Oh, so wait, you kissed him and you were not even Facebook friends?
No.
So you met him that evening?
Yes, and I kissed him.
Oh my god, you're my hero right now, right here. That's pretty good.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So who found whom on Facebook? Oh! So
when I want something, I get it. That's it.
Is that like an Italian feature?
I don't know. I seriously, I don't hang up a lot with Italians, even when I was in Italy. And so what I know from others is that I'm not a typical Italian. All the moving, now you can see a bit, but it's not mine.
Right.
And I don't shout and I don't hug people. Although we hug.
You don't hug people?
No.
Me neither. Mm-hmm. I love you.
Okay.
I hate hugging people.
Yes.
Whoever listens, don't hug me.
Yes, please. Me neither.
You can hug me. It's okay.
You have to go out and Vitoshka with a
hug me, please.
You know,
yep.
Free hugs.
Free hugs.
So if you see someone with free hugs, it's Vico.
It's
our
Vico.
He is famous. Get an autograph from him.
And a hug.
And a hug.
Yeah.
Maybe two, if he's in a good mood.
So I don't know. I don't know if it's an Italian characteristic. And actually, since I'm in Bulgaria, I can say that I changed completely everything of myself.
Okay.
So.
Can I ask, did you live in any other country before?
I've been living 6 months, crazy 6 months in Indonesia when I was 19 in Bali.
Okay. Wow.
And almost 1 year coming and going back in Moscow.
So you do have a bit of... Let's talk a little bit about your lifestyle. But before we continue, I want to give the word to Vico just because I'm always overtaken. I'm sorry. Is there anything you wanted to put in the meantime while I drink my limoncello?
I was about to ask if you attacked/kissed any Indonesians, but I don't know
good
if that's...
Good question. No, I love that question. Love it.
Well, I did fall in love with an Indonesian guy when I was in Indonesia. He was this 2 meters tall. He was not an Indonesian.
So you like tall guys?
Yes. Maybe because I'm super short.
And you see the face of confession? Yes. That's what it is. Okay.
I'm super short. I have to compensate. I don't know.
But that's often the case that you see like girls who are very, very short,
yes,
they like very, very
yes,
tall
yes.
guys.
And very, very tall guys like very, very
short
guys.
Yes.
Yes.
You would think it's not a match, but
yes.
somehow it works.
It works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So a tall Indonesian guy, what happened?
Well, we were young, we fell in love, I remained there instead of coming back after the end of the holiday, and everything went marvelous and so on and so on. Just then I realized after 6 months that everything was so slow. Everything is so calm in Indonesia.
That's
give me
terrible.
The milk. Which milk? The milk. Give me the milk. And so I had to go back to Italy because it was not. It was, come on, you cannot live forever on an island if you're not. I don't know. It was not for me. It was too
but
slow.
Do you not get used to it? Like if everybody around you is like that, it's like a bit of peer pressure that you slow down. Like I mean, it's the same thing. If from Sofia you come to Plovdiv, I think I walk slower. I don't know if you notice that, if I go down the main road, I just start to slender, while here I'm just running through the city.
Well, for sure in the city, everything is faster. I was living in Milan, I was living in Moscow, and everything is crazy.
Right.
And in Bali, no, everybody is on holiday in Bali, and then there is so much sun all day. On
how terrible, life sucks so badly. No, I mean, I see your point. What I really hate is on the street, slow walkers, I call them, when they walk in front of me and I can't overtake, it makes me so nervous. And
people make fun of me because I have very short legs, but
they're
the
fast
legs.
Right.
So, no, it was not my place. I like the sea. Well, plus now I changed a lot. Now the idea of maybe moving one day in the countryside, it's a possibility for me. If you ask me something like this.
Oh, you want a bit of the Dragalevski? Did I pronounce it right?
I think so. Dragalevski.
Dragalevski?
Yeah, okay. I think I put a K with it. Okay.
I don't know, but something a little bit calmer and cleaner. I suffer quite a lot because of the hair.
Right.
Yes. It's dirty.
Do you wear a mask in the winter?
No, I don't.
Why not?
Because I am lazy.
Right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me just recap until now from what I understand. So you're from Pisa.
Yes.
Which is not a very big city.
No.
And you have nothing else in the tower, if I know correctly.
Yes, exactly.
So, but you wouldn't study there because is there a university?
Absolutely, it's a university.
Oh,
city,
is it good?
But I wouldn't because of reasons. I wanted to go away immediately as soon as I could.
A lot of people love Tuscany. I mean, it's the dream of every movie and Eat, Pray, Love and whatever. Everything goes to Tuscany.
Yes.
And it is a very beautiful area.
It is.
But what happened? Why did
it's
you want?
It's not me. It's not my place.
What's your place?
My place. I'm guessing it's Bulgaria now.
Really? Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Or it was the perfect moment to come here, and I just fell in love and felt home. It was years that I didn't feel home in any place.
Okay.
I was living in Milano, and it was not my house, it was not my work, it was not mine.
How do you feel that something is not yours?
You don't care. Well, you do care, but you're not doing it for yourself. At least this is my case. I was feeling that I was doing nothing for myself. I was doing something for the other person. It was my partner and my boss. And
same person?
Yes. Big mistake. I was doing everything for him, but I was doing nothing for myself. I was not even, I don't know, calling my brother because my partner would get jealous.
So the problem was more your partner than it was the location that you were in.
Yes, absolutely. Because Milano, it's a nice place if you have money.
Right, yes. Because from Italians, what we know of the stereotype is that they really like fashion and they spend a lot of money on the outside. Yeah. And particularly Milan is is the hot spot of fashion, and you need to have money to go in good bars.
Yes.
That seems not to be something that you're so interested in if you're moving to Bulgaria.
No.
So maybe that's one of the reasons why you didn't feel that at home.
Yes, absolutely.
Did you try another city in Italy?
No. Well, I tried Pisa, but it wasn't.
Tiny, right? Yeah.
No, but I'm sure. I'm quite an elastic person. You can put me wherever, and I will stay. I will adapt myself. But just that when I came here, I had nothing anymore. I was 30, and I just quit with everything that I had in the past, and I had to start again. And I started with the good step. Finally, I managed to make a good step, and I just fell in love with everything. So I started smiling. I don't have black hair anymore. I don't have black makeup anymore. I wear colors, not a lot today, but I do.
Actually, as a side note, I have to say, Elisabetta, when she wrote to me on Facebook, her picture is very different from how she looks like now. So if I would have to describe it, it's a little bit like an emo style. So you had a black fringe, which was half in your face. Yeah. I couldn't really see your face. Yeah. I think you had black nail lacquers as
well. Absolutely.
And it looked very emo 90s. Yeah. However, now you look very different, very bright up. Yes, there's been a lot of changes in there. Mm-hmm. How old is the picture?
3 years ago, 2 years and a half. 2 years and a half.
Yeah. Okay, so just before you came here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Love the golden glasses, by the way, matches our microphones.
Right. That's true, yes, that's true.
But speaking about adapting, how long did it take you to adapt? Like, you're saying that you were, like, feeling at home right away.
Immediately. Mm. The first evening was a mess. Because I came here with my suitcase, my cat, and my sister. She's 11 years younger than me. And she came here 12, and I booked a room, a little apartment with Booking or Airbnb, I can't remember. And when we arrived there, after a tragic travel with my cat that panicked 200 times.
Were you allowed to take the cat in the airplane, or did you have to put it in the...
Only on top, because if she goes, she's a Persian, so if she goes downstairs, she will die. They don't allow you to put them down.
Right.
So she was upstairs with me and my sister, and she was doing this for all the time.
God.
Yes.
Did you take her like a baby in your arms?
Yes,
you were whipping her back and forth.
Yes, I couldn't, but I did it, yes.
Okay.
So we arrive at the apartment. And I knew nothing about Sofia. I had a cat and a sister to take care, and the guy was pissed drunk.
Oh, Jesus. The one who rented the apartment?
Yes. And the door was not closing. He could enter and go whenever. The toilet was shared, and this was not absolutely said on Booking. So I just said, okay, thank you. Give me 5 minutes. We'll take our stuff and go away immediately.
What time was it?
It was about like 7 in the evening.
So you still had the possibility to go in a hotel?
Yes,
okay,
right away.
Yeah.
Yes. So that evening was a bit panicking for me, but I had my sister and I had to show that I'm a strong one of the family because I'm older than you. And so I just put everything together, booked another hotel, moved, and after 3 days I found an apartment.
Wow, that's quick actually.
Yes.
Did you use any kind of website?
No, I used a guy, an agency. I paid a lot. I don't care. I wanted to go home.
Right.
And I went home. Yes.
And that's the apartment in Gyomilev that you...
No, in Ulica Veselec.
Right. Okay, nice. Mm-hmm. Why... Sorry, what's your question?
How is the cat called?
Crudelia.
Crudelia. So she's cruel.
No, she's adorable. Well, the fact that she doesn't care then about anything.
But she's a cat. That's normal.
She's more than others. She just doesn't care.
Is she a wild cat?
No.
She's a Persian, you said,
yeah,
right?
She's a princess, yes.
Right, okay. Oh, you spoiled her.
Yes,
rotten.
Yes,
did you get her as a baby?
What?
Did you get her as a baby?
She has two cats now.
Oh!
They are Armenians.
Right.
So she rules everything.
Okay, well.
Giacomo and Pipistrocchio.
I like her.
Yeah,
she's a queen.
Yes, she's a queen. An emperor.
Queen is not enough?
No.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
So why did you move to Bulgaria? I don't know if you should start chronologically. So you studied in Milano?
No, I studied in Siena.
Oh, you studied in Siena?
Tiny little place,
you,
adorable.
Yeah,
Siena,
well.
For the university, really adorable.
Yeah.
Yes.
I actually dated a guy from Siena Lunga.
Oh.
Which is very close there. So we've been to Siena a couple of times. Very beautiful.
Beautiful.
Like it very much.
Yeah.
But, okay, you studied in Siena.
Mm-hmm.
What happened afterwards?
Afterwards, I started giving lesson of Italian language to my annoyed rich Russian ladies and
That's
their
why
daughters.
You went to Moscow.
Yes,
okay.
On the beach in Forte dei Marmi.
Oh my God,
Toscana.
This job,
yes,
sounds amazing.
Yes.
You get a lot of money, you don't do anything, and that's fine.
Absolutely, yes. So I used to do custom lessons, like how to buy an Hermes bag. Or how to go to the hairdresser. And they loved it. They absolutely loved it. And when I said I would love to move to Moscow, the family was like, are you stupid or what? But if you really want to come. So they helped me. And I was still giving lessons in Moscow. I've been there 1 year. About 1 year.
Right.
Then the summer came again, and everybody, all my clients, were going back to Forte dei Marmi.
Right.
So, what do I do here? So I went back to Forte dei Marmi, and for some weird reason, one day I walk in this jewelry store in Forte dei Marmi, which is this posh, ugly place on the sea. It looks like Milano, but on the sea.
So you do have some kind of, even if it's, you're not interested in, some kind of tendency to be around luxury, right?
Well, I've always been, because of my family, because of reasons, I've always been around luxury. So
right, okay.
I'm born in that ambient. Actually, I'm used to sit at the table in a specific way.
Oh, you eat with a fork?
Not anymore, now we eat on the couch. But
on the floor with the cats.
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice. Okay.
Yes, this is how I grew up.
Right.
So I went in this jewelry store, and the guy was dealing a lot with Russians. I studied Russian at the university. I don't remember anything anymore.
So, if you, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because then Bulgarian would be easy, right?
Yes, for the alphabet at least. But
okay.
Then it messes up a lot because there are a lot of false friends, a lot. So
anyhow,
I walk in this jewelry store, and I told him, look, if you need help, I can help you with the Russian clients. After a week, I had the keys of the store.
Mm.
So after
That's
a little
fast.
While, I fell in love and blah, blah. And,
well, this is your boss boyfriend?
Yes.
Oh, now I got it.
Yeah.
How? But why this face? This is a lovely story.
No.
Why is it not lovely?
Way older than me.
So what?
Way.
Like what? Do you mean like 20 years?
25.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot.
Oh,
it's a lot.
Yeah.
You don't feel it, but then when you, like now, if I think about it,
when
it's
medical
really
problems
lot.
Start
it's
to...
Yes.
Okay.
It's
How long
really
were you dating?
5 years.
Wow.
Yes.
So you're a serious person. Like once you get a hook on, then that's it.
Yeah.
You kiss quick, but you stay long.
Yes.
That's nice. Very
I
nice.
Don't lie. I don't cheat. I'm a very honest person. And this is how I want people to be with me. It's not very easy, but...
Right. Well, you can't change people, can you?
No.
Have you been trying to change people?
I did. Yes, I did. And then I got...
Right.
Yes, you can't. You absolutely can't.
Fair point.
Yeah. And then everything blew up in Milano, and I started looking for another similar job. So London, Milano, Moscow,
Can I
Paris.
Just ask, are you doing your own jewelry? I can't pronounce this word. Jewelry. Okay.
Yes, I do, but as a game, no. It's
okay.
Just for me. I was in
You're
the
You're not selling anything?
I was thinking about starting to sell something, but it has to be fun for me, because otherwise I don't feel the passion, and I need to do stuff with passion.
Okay, but you have fun when you do it, right?
Yes,
so
yes.
You could do it online, so you don't have...
Yes, but if I feel... It's something new again, I'm thinking now, because
right.
If I'm guessing that if I feel the stress that I have to pay the bills with that, it's not going to be fun anymore. I don't know,
right.
I'm a bit afraid of that.
But at the moment you're still working, so maybe as a background, you're working as a translation agent,
yes.
And you do recording,
yes.
So you still have a secure job, which is a freelance job.
Yes.
So why do you do recordings or the translation? You could actually work on some jewelry.
I do it. I actually started knitting a lot, which is something I love.
There is a group in Sofia, which is called Creatives in Sofia, from an Irish lady.
But there are too many people.
I have never been. I know they have a studio and they invite from time to time for some knitting groups. And knitting groups for me is always like a bit grandma style.
But actually,
it seems to be nice.
It's super nice to knit. It's so relaxing. You had a super shitty day. You go home and you knit. But the fact is that you see the result. It's nice. I don't know. For me, it's then you have the cat that takes away the stuff. You can't be this one.
Maybe. Yes, actually.
But that kind of contradicts like you not particularly liking the slow lifestyle, like I mean.
That is a very fair point, actually. Yes.
But I can understand, actually, knitting. I used to do it a lot when
you
I was...
You were knitting?
No,
what?
You're professional now. Let's
yeah.
knit together,
please. Can you do, like, some crossover knits and some special...
Well, not really, but back in the days when I was very young and I was staying in the summers with my grandmother in the village. There's nothing to do there.
So
I just learned knitting.
That's so cool. And, but because grandma wanted you to knit or because you wanted to knit?
I don't remember. I was very, very young.
There's another thing as well that they did in the medieval times, where they were stitching like some kind of patterns on some. I don't know how it's actually called. Did you do something like that?
I'm actually good at sewing as well, but.
Oh my god!
So
did you ever recently did your own clothes again or something
no,
like that?
No,
you should.
I haven't done anything.
Can you do a dress for me, please?
No, now I'm drawing.
Oh yeah, that's true.
But still creative stuff. Nice.
I try to, although my like work is I'm a software developer and it's kind of more logical thing. Mm-hmm. So I try to do some art stuff as well. But
some balance, right?
Yeah, it's important.
Are you an art person?
I think so. Yes, actually. Yeah. I love to create stuff. I have a lot of ideas. This last night I've been thinking about a cartoon with the cats, so I wanted to start writing stories. It was early.
Sorry, I don't think we said that to our listeners. You want to do cartoons about cats?
I wanted to do a cartoon.
Is it just a story part? Or?
Yes.
Are you drawing?
No, I absolutely... Well, I can, but in my own way, which is not really...
But generally, the cartoons which are famous are in their own way. You have to find your own style.
But mine is quite ugly.
But often they are quite ugly. I don't know if you've seen the latest ones, but sometimes on Facebook something pops up and I'm like, oh my god, it's just like a circle with eyes and then it still becomes...
Yes, that is my...
Well, but you know, it seems to be working. So it's more like if you have a funny story, no matter how you draw, it's going to be good.
Well, I'm seriously finding now my... Because the jewelry stuff, it was... The jewelry store, being a sales manager, it was not my stuff. I did it very well, but it was not my place because I couldn't express myself and it was not my shop.
Okay.
So I could suggest stuff, but then it was always not my idea. Actually, it was the guy's idea.
So even if it was your idea, he afterwards took it?
Anyhow, I used to make the necklaces and I was not allowed to say that the necklaces were made by me because it was not professional enough. Yes. So I was not there. Well, I was there.
That was kind of a suppressive relationship,
yes,
though.
Yes, exactly. So I was there, but I was not there. And instead now I am exploding and all this stuff is coming out, translating. I love translating. Voiceover is just a dream job. Often it is that I do thousands of voices.
That's actually acting. Like
yes, it is.
Voice acting is actually you have to be a really good actor.
Yeah.
Or you just be very annoyed and they still pay you for it. Which you can also do. I mean, they always call me back, but whatever.
Oh, I have a lot of fun and actually I realized that when I record, I act.
You express with your body a lot.
That's typical,
actually. Anne-Marie, do you do that?
I did actually also. Because you try... What they say is you can do like 3 voices maximum, though. You can do one that's lower, like a medium size, and a very high one that you work together with. And that's about it. I mean, the other ones...
Those are the 3 registers that you go at.
Yeah.
But actually,
a
common misconception is that to be a good voice actor, you need to be able to do a lot of voices. Mm-hmm. And that's not true.
Well, I mean, I think you can, there's a certain limit of your voice tone, what you can actually do. But it's true that you can work with intonations and you can work with pauses.
You can play a lot. You can also actually move your face in a way that you modify yourself. For sometimes I have to do like this.
So I was trying because when I was... really?
Yes.
When I was in a good mood and I was like, can we do an accent? Like I don't know, an Arabic accent or something. Mm-hmm. And they were like, no, maybe not. And I was like, come on, it's going to be fine because I have to change it. And then they accepted.
Just say and do it.
Yeah, probably. I mean, it was good fun though. I had once a story and I wanted to ask you if you did the same one in Italian. It was like six sisters or something.
Yes, for sure.
There was like a story with a mother and six daughters. And because you have to do all the female voices, you can't even do them. It's just terrible.
Yeah, but also today I was the narrator, two sisters, the mother, the princess, a random woman. There is always the
random woman. A random woman who comes in and complains.
And
yes.
My favorite voice
women
is...
always complain in these stories. I don't know why. It's awful.
Yeah.
He's writing those stories.
Yeah, well, some men.
Indian. It's
really?
An Indian company, yes.
We don't want to be racist and say that.
No.
Because of that,
but still.
Let's put a still in here. Yeah. But yeah, there was one story which is extremely anti-feminist. And I remember I was so angry, actually, that I spoke to the guy. I was like, what the fuck? Why is the princess always crying and can never do anything? And he was like, yeah, the story is pretty bad. I'm like, it's going to kids. It's awful.
Yeah, no, today I read a story of a little kid that is very good at throwing stones. So the prince... asked him to go to the castle because there is one of the ministers that talk too much, and he asked him to throw the orange peel in the mouth of the minister so that he shuts up. And the ending is you need to learn how to listen to others by killing other people.
Yeah, they always have amazing, amazing parts
ending,
of
yeah.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And please remember that.
Yes.
Yes.
But it's fun. I have so much fun. My favorite voice is the South American desperate lady, which is, please don't, please.
South American?
Yes, I feel like it's I feel it like it comes from a South American soap opera. Please don't, Carlos, please.
Have you been watching Mexican soap operas?
No, I watch...
Turkish ones?
No, I watch, it's a bit embarrassing.
Please share.
The Cable Girls.
What?
It's awful. It's
What's
really
that?
Awful.
I don't
it's
know.
On Netflix. Don't watch it. It's terrible. I'm at the fifth season.
How is it called?
Cable Girls.
Cable Girls.
Yes.
Do you know that?
No.
Don't. It's seriously awful. But by now I need to know what's going on.
Yeah. When is it going to end? Yeah. How many series do you have?
Five.
Well, in total?
No, this is the end.
Okay, so you've done it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Cable Girls is off my list.
I told you I'm a serious person when I started.
Yeah, I can totally see that.
Yeah. Okay.
So you get your inspiration for voices from movies and things like that?
Yes, cartoon. Well, and yes.
Can you do Bulgarian?
Ooh, good question.
Actually, do you know any Bulgarian?
Yes,
because...
I'm studying Bulgarian.
Okay.
Okay, аз съм Елизабета, съм италианска и много учим български, но е трудно за мен, защото аз не много практирам. I don't practice a lot.
Okay. Oh, that was actually very good.
Yeah, I know. I don't like her anymore.
Yeah.
No, it's fine.
Well, I studied Russian.
You don't need to put any excuses in. Yes, I mean, I'm here for 6 years. I should bloody be able to do a couple of sentences like that.
How long have you been here?
6 years.
6 years?
Yes.
Wow.
I like it very much. I mean, as you can understand as well, the country has its charm.
Yes.
It definitely has, and there's a freedom of life here that
Absolutely.
You can't get in Germany, UK, and even Italy, which has changed a lot.
Yeah.
So you can go the weekends and some travel trips somewhere. You can go in mineral bars, smoke a cigarette, have a drink.
Stuff.
You can do shit you want, and nobody cares, and it's amazing. So no, it's a very good place to live in. In particular, because of the last couple of years, there's been so much change. Like the city center has been changing. There's lots more people coming. Restaurants opening up.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a very good place to be.
Yeah.
No, I'm very happy here actually. So let's come back to your story though. So you had this boss boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
You broke up.
Yes.
It was in Milan.
Yes.
What happened?
What happened? I went to mama.
To mama.
Yes,
she cooks the best, right?
Well, obviously.
What's the best dish that she does?
No, actually, okay, yes, she's super good. But, I don't know.
You have to pick one. Like, if you can ask her now for a dish to
lasagna.
Eat.
Lasagna.
Oh,
I like some lasagna.
Okay, nice.
It's from time to time, but I make lasagna too.
Right. Mm.
So I went back there with my cat, her two dogs, her four cats, my two twin sisters.
You have two twin sisters?
Yes.
You're like three twin sisters?
No. They are younger than me. They are twins.
Okay.
And it was 9 hard months. I mean, I was with mama and I was 30, almost 30, so come on.
Mom's the best.
Yes, but if you can't be alone, it's better.
Okay.
So I started looking for jewelry stores again. London, Milano, Moscow, New York, let's go. And then I just realized I went for an interview in London and I realized, why am I looking for these kind of places? They are expensive. You're never gonna live there. They offered me a job for £2,300 in London, and then I went to check an apartment because I didn't want to live with others, and it was about £1,100. Then you get the metro and then you pay the bills, and at the end of the month you barely have maybe £100-200 in
your
So
you
found
pockets. An apartment for $1,000?
Yes, but
how
it
did
was,
you do that?
No, it was not even an apartment. When I saw it, I said, okay, I'm gonna die in this place, because it was something like 20 square meters
height? But the width was like 2 meters.
The stairs were the worst thing I've ever seen in my whole life. They were so steep.
Okay.
So I said, okay, but no. And then I said, okay, it's enough with the jewelry store. If
right.
it has to be, it will be maybe one other day. And I started looking for jobs. Just jobs.
Randomly.
Whatever.
Where did you look?
Everywhere.
I mean, online, did you do some portals?
Yes, online.
What did you do?
Online.
Okay.
Yes, Glassdoor. I don't know, every kind I was...
So you didn't... focus on a country at all. Europe.
Yes, Europe, but not as expensive as France, England.
So you went to Eastern Central Europe.
Yes,
okay.
Also because I've always been fascinated by the Eastern. I studied Russian, not because I wanted to know Russian. Well, I mean, I was in love with the literature, with the culture, and so on and so on. And so I went looking for Prague. I didn't even know where Bulgaria was.
Yeah.
Yes.
Same story here.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah.
No,
it's
country.
True. The best sentence was my dad when I told him I'm gonna move to Bulgaria. He said, "I never hear anything from Bulgaria. It must be a good place to live."
That was his, really.
Yes.
This is
yeah.
quite an impressive reaction because
yeah.
normally it's the other way. It's like, ooh.
Well, you never hear anything on the news, so.
But
must
maybe it doesn't
how,
mean
how bad could it be?
Yeah.
Well, no, it can also be it's really bad, but nobody talks about it.
Okay, but
I mean your dad is pretty cool.
Yes.
Okay.
He's a cool guy. He loves software, by the way. And so I started, Sutherland got in touch, or I sent a CV, I don't remember. And anyhow, they called me and I said, okay, let's do it.
That was 2 years and a month ago.
Yes.
So you how quickly was the move? Like
oh,
you got a call
super
and then,
quickly, super
like
quick.
A week?
Yes.
Seriously?
But,
from your mother's place?
Yes.
Only one of your sisters came with you?
Yes.
how did you decide? She wanted to come?
She had some pretty bad stuff going on, and so I said, okay, I need your help.
I need
your help, and she needs to feel useful, and so she said, okay, I'm going to help. And she came.
That's very nice of you.
how
is it being the big sister of twins?
We are getting closer now. Actually, my sister confessed to me that she got super drunk yesterday.
Oh, she kissed a guy?
I don't know. She was super drunk. She even sent me a video. So I've always been the strict big sister because my mom was tired because now she's... I mean, when I was a teenager, and I was an awful teenager, she was way younger, now it's 11 years after, and having two teenagers, it's crazy. So she often asked for my help, and I was the strict one, and it has been hard from time to time.
So they didn't like you?
No, not much.
Mm.
Especially the fact that I'm not a very huggy person. One of the sisters suffered a lot for this.
Okay.
And she's very...
Did she tell you that now?
Yes.
Okay.
Multiple times, yes. But she's also the one that I took with me dressed as a unicorn at the supermarket. Yes, I do this kind of stuff.
Oh, that's so cute. So you don't like hugging?
She was an adult. She was 19 already.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, right. Maybe she has a lost childhood that she had to catch up later. Okay.
Yeah, it's all my fault.
Probably. You know that when she goes to the shrink, your name will be there all the time, right? It's like, oh my god, Elisabetta, like when I was young,
yes,
this ruined
yes,
my life.
I know.
That's probably happening right now, by the way, while we're talking. That's
probably.
A very nice story, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that when you came to Bulgaria, you felt this moment of being at home.
Yes.
Apart from, like, what really is it? You said you started to do things for you, which I understand, because before you've been given up, you took care of your sisters, you took care of your boyfriend.
Yeah, mainly of the boyfriend. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And you never had really the time to really think about you. Yeah. And maybe, if I understand correctly, Bulgaria for you is now your choice?
Yes, my choice,
the
my
first
star,
time,
yes
yeah, you do something yeah. that you want. But what is it exactly, specifically about Bulgaria, what you like so much?
It's not a crazy place. I mean, well, it might scare a lot of people. I heard about some other Italians that were working in Sutherland way younger than me that just ran away because it was too different, too scary, too, people are too serious and so on and so on. Which is not true, because every time that I go in a shop and they see that I put some effort speaking your language, the smile that come out is impressive. Maybe I enter and they have a terrible grumpy face, and then you try to speak and the smile is just like, I love you, and I love you too, so that is beautiful. And I don't remember the question.
The question was, what specifically do you like or love about Bulgaria?
It's comfortable. You don't feel, I don't know, I feel like I can do my own stuff. I don't feel like somebody's running after me. I just feel it like a comfortable place.
Do you think that Italy is a very judging country?
It is.
And Bulgaria is maybe less.
Way less.
If you would have to describe a typical Italian, how would you do that?
Judging, always looking at what we say, the grass of the neighbor.
The what?
The grass of the neighbors.
Oh,
if it's more
it's greener?
Green, yes, right. Yes. And I don't know, I don't feel this in Bulgaria. I don't know if this is just because I'm a foreigner, because, for example, I know that for me it's easier to find a job. I found the translation job just like this.
And also an apartment.
And an apartment, yes, yes. Yeah. With a cat.
We pay more, but we have the first choice generally.
Yeah, so I know I am...
No, I know you foreigners just come here and take our jobs and apartments.
We take everything. We take the women, the guys, we take the apartments, we take the jobs.
Yes.
Terrible
yes.
people.
I know. Then it's,
That's why Bulgarians are all over the world doing the same.
But you do know that you're now associated with us. So the moment you leave the building, there will be a mob of Bulgarians just wanting to chase you down.
Fair enough.
But you can knit. I mean,
yes.
Yeah.
It will help you for sure if you're in the woods somewhere.
Well, you can protect yourself.
Right. He's actually a very good smuggler of cigarettes and sugar, so he can survive everywhere on the borders.
I even quit smoking here in Bulgaria. I've been smoking...
What? How?
One day. I said, enough.
No.
I've been smoking for 15 years, since the age of 13.
But if I may analyze that, because that's what I do, it's just like, I think that you've been given up so much before that you finally found your balance, and then you didn't need it anymore.
Yes.
Because what they say about smokers, and I'm a smoker myself, I mean, I don't smoke very much, but I drink. That's how generally it works. It's like the people are, they need something. It's like this Freudian thing, you touch your mouth, you need to have something which gives you some kind of security when you're unbalanced. So the happier and more balanced you are, the less you smoke.
Yes.
Unless you've never started smoking. Then you have some other problems.
Yeah.
Which, okay, well, we don't need to discuss that. But interesting, because Bulgaria is the smoking country number one that I've been in.
Yeah, you can smoke everywhere, almost, practically.
Right.
Yes, yeah.
And generally, when you go somewhere on a party, the interesting part is in the smoking area. Like, I can't say that's okay, so...
Well, my boyfriend doesn't smoke, and he didn't say anything, absolutely. But I felt uncomfortable, and just one day I said, okay, it's enough. And I stopped. I gained a few kilos. Bulgaria made me fat.
Right.
But I'm a happy fat. Seriously, I just realized that I don't go to the toilet and put chipsters in Nutella.
Right.
And that's why I became fat. No, I'm fat because I'm happy. And I eat with my boyfriend. That's it. He cooks super well. So.
That's very nice, actually. Because, yes, there's a different kind of
frust
eating. Absolutely.
Yes. Frust nervous eating.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's also the relaxed,
eating.
Yeah. So let's go in a bit in the women's part of direction of topic. Vico, do you want to participate just because maybe you want to bring it back on the other side? Anything you want to say or share with us? Do you see it in the same way? Do guys also have these problems or you don't care? How does it work?
No, I was actually thinking that just speaking about adapting and changing environments, we had, at least in my head, this theory that people just making this sudden change, they actually go through anxiety, depression, things like that, that for some goes away almost immediately, but it's kind of a must. You have to go through this, and you didn't have this, and it's maybe because of you didn't come along, you had somebody to take care of.
Oh, my sister came just for 5 days, so no.
Oh, okay.
But here's a fair point, that normally when I changed a couple of countries as mm-hmm. well, there's always a time when at the beginning you feel alone. Like, you're lonely, you don't know anyone, you don't know the customs, you don't know how mm-hmm. it works. I mean, it might be different for you, yeah. but we had the discussion with Luis, who mm-hmm. was there as well. He is a very extroverted person who said mm-hmm. it was very fast mm-hmm. for him. But I'd say normally it's like about 6 months to acclimatize, mm-hmm. depending on how far away it is from your culture. And it's quite impressive someone doesn't have that at all.
For me, it was very different because I was working in this store and I was in a relationship with this guy who was way older than me. So we were always together, we were living together. When we were going out, we were with his friends, everybody way older than me. And when I came here, I felt like I was... I mean, I went to work in a customer service. Everybody was super cheerful and 10 years younger than me. So I just started laughing because I was happy and everybody was happy. It was not my job. It was terrible, but everybody was just happy and cheerful. And there was a lot of stuff to do. Well, no, but to talk about, to know each other and so on. Going for lunch with this bunch of kids, it was fun, and I didn't felt
so it was generally like a liberation of your old life.
Yes, I probably reached
the rock bottom.
Yes, and so here was just easy peasy.
Right. How did you integrate? How did you find friends? Like, what did you do to build a social life?
Well, I'm not such a social person.
I would doubt that.
No, seriously. But I just realized a few days ago that actually I have what I need. Because also my friends from Italy, they were saying, but you don't go out enough. I go out enough for me. I've never been the party girl, so this is not going to change now. I have my boyfriend. I have my 3 cats. I have the studio where I have a lot of fun. Then I have my best friend, Vicky. I have another lady with whom we meet together. Probably we're going to do some projects together. So I don't need the huge... I've never been the person with the huge circle of friends. I need few. And I like to stay a lot of time. I love to stay.
So would you classify yourself as an introvert?
No. I'm in between, because then if I go out and I start talking, I just start talking and don't feel ashamed.
But again, that's the common misconception about the definition of introvert is not someone who's incapable of communicating with others. Just introverts do not feel the need to communicate as much, and they sometimes have less energy to spend on communicating with us.
However, I have to say that the introverts generally use it as an excuse for everything. But I'm an introvert, sorry, I can't deal with this.
That oftentimes leads to actually
this
being unable to communicate adequately with others, but that's not necessarily a requirement for being an introvert.
Right, mm-hmm. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. You get that point.
So, actually, yes, I was about to say that you kind of strike me as introvert,
mm-hmm.
but of course you are with all the good qualities for an extrovert person as well.
Yeah, it's a nice mixture.
The perfect combination.
Yes, that's true.
And I seriously love to spend time alone. It's so... You can dig inside yourself in a positive way. Well, I mean, sometimes very bad stuff come out, but you just study yourself, and in that way, actually, you deal better with others. Also because I am convinced that if you don't manage to smile and to be happy, and it starts from you, you don't even have fun with the others. You don't manage to deal with the others if you don't know yourself. So
that's a very fair point, yes. Yeah. It's a mirror. The people around you is a mirror. If you are grumpy, nobody wants to talk to you. Yeah. One other question that I had, so I asked you to describe a typical Italian. Mm-hmm. So obviously I'm going to ask you to describe a typical Bulgarian.
Very different people and very friendly, I think. Although what I like and I don't like of Italians, they hug you immediately and they do all this smiling.
But they do more the kissing on the cheek, though, than hugging, right?
No, they also hug a lot.
Oh, okay.
And maybe as soon as you walk out, they start talking very bad about you and say, yeah, have you seen that? And instead, what I appreciate here is that maybe...
They start bad from the beginning in your face.
Exactly. No.
How refreshing.
I mean, maybe you had a shitty day and you're not smiling because you had a shitty day, and that is perfectly normal. But then after you, if you open up yourself, you open up in a sincere way, I think.
So you mean it takes longer for the Bulgarians to get used to people, but then once they have the connection of friendship, they are truly loyal.
And there's no need to smile at everybody. I mean, I'm working, I'm at the supermarket working, and maybe I don't want to smile to every single client because I hate you all.
Right.
That is normal.
Fair enough, we wanted to talk about that as well. I think you said something before that you really hate people. Sorry,
I don't love everybody.
That's a fair point. Mm-hmm. I do not neither.
Yeah.
But you worked in customer service, so you were like taking phone calls.
No,
and
it was chat, emails.
Email. Okay, yes. So at least you didn't talk to the people.
No, but actually, I don't know how, but I am good at this because I was selling jewelry.
Right.
For 5 years, I was with the customers.
Right.
And I managed to separate completely my personal life to the work from
like
the work.
Like schizophrenia.
Probably.
Just throw a thing and you take what you want, you leave what you don't want.
Exactly. Okay. I'm working. If I was crying 5 minutes before, it was 5 minutes before I'm in front of the client.
Wow. Did you, in these 5 years of, and I would probably call it unhappy relationship, did you ever think that you should go out earlier? Like, it's a long time.
Yes, but I didn't have the plan B. I was obsessed with the fact that I didn't have another option. And the other option, as it ended, it was mama. Because I had no money, I had no car, I had no apartment, I had nothing. So I was terrified by this. And then I arrived at such a point that I said, I don't care then of the plan B. Plan B is gonna arrive when I fuck plan A.
Right.
If I don't close plan A, there's nothing is gonna come. But it took me 5 years.
Yeah, well, I mean, for that, actually, it's quite fast, because some people, it takes a lifetime.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not for me to judge anyway.
Yeah,
it's just to ask some questions to understand how the way it worked.
Yeah.
And it's true that a lot of, what is scary in life, generally, is if you don't know what to do afterwards, to take the leap, basically.
Yeah.
So you took the leap twice. You took it back to your mom, and you took it then to Bulgaria as well.
Yeah.
Is it fair to say that you got addicted to the leap?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Just trying.
Yes. I needed to change radically, and I did it. And now I feel home, and I'm so happy. I have my relationship. I have the apartment, the cats, and everything is so just. I would like to say normal, but it's not normal. It's normal, beautiful. It's peaceful, happy. We left so much home.
Do you have any life motto or anything that you learned from your previous experience that you said, this is what I'm going to follow up now. This is the way that I let my life guide, and this is,
just,
you know.
Go on. And if you panic, if you freak out, if you feel very upset for things, life is a mess. It's super complicated. There are things that are going to destroy you. I have very tough childhood and so on and so on. But you have to be extremely strong and go on. Because otherwise, what do? You just say it's enough and who's going to fix it? Nobody. So you have to go and do it. And if you want something, you have to fight for it. Took me a while, but you have to.
You said at the beginning that the 2 years and the 1 month that you're here changed you completely.
Completely.
In which way?
Well, I am discovering what I seriously like, because I've been studying at the university languages. I went to the university because I didn't want to disappoint my grandpa. I hated going to school. I went to the worst school in Pisa.
Right.
So I didn't know absolutely what I wanted. Absolutely. And then now I discovered that I love to translate. I love to work with my language. I love to do stuff with my hands. And it's developing.
So you basically found yourself.
Yes. Well.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
I thought that Vika wanted to ask me. I have a couple of other questions, but that's about it. Do you have any? No, actually, first, another question. What is the favorite food for you in Bulgaria? Is it, because for Italians, I know they are kind of food Nazis. Sorry if I can say that.
Yeah, you can say that, but I'm gonna shock everybody. My favorite food is kembe.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh no, you just said that to shock me.
My boyfriend is so proud of this.
That was so gross. So do you do that after a night that you drink as well with a bit of beer, like Selska Zakuska?
Yes. Like a real Bulgarian. Yeah.
What do you think about the rakia?
I don't dislike it.
Oh my god, yeah. What kind of Italian are you? We have to re-record this. Yes? Well, you told me now. We have to re-record it with a real Italian. I'm sorry.
No. Probably.
No. I'm kidding.
You can put me in the limbo.
Yes, we see what happens. The purgatory. If you come out, we don't know yet. No. Actually, the thing is, I met a couple of Italians, and what often I heard from them is that they don't like Italians neither. It's quite often that there's a stereotypical Italian that they don't like, and then they say they're different. I hear that very often. Yes, yeah. Saying that, we do the same in Germany as well.
Yes.
And also, I think the Bulgarians. Unless you're from the Northwest. I don't
know. No, there is such thing. So, apparently, it's complicated. But yeah, we have that as well.
I know you have the Bulgarian, which I've been always warned about when I was here. It's like, don't take the taxi, they're going to cheat on you. Mm-hmm. Don't go to the shops, don't take that. Everybody cheats on you, like in a bad way. Don't trust anyone. Mm-hmm. But the Bulgarian that I've been told about, I've never met.
Yeah.
But it doesn't exist.
Also, we have, we're very patriotic, most of us, and there's that as well. So.
Right.
But not in a bad way, like I hate all the foreigners or stuff.
We do hate on some neighbors sometimes, which is typical for everybody, I think. But it's kind of a positive patriotism.
Sorry for my laughter.
For example, the way you steal...
Steal?
You still take on with your tradition. I appreciate so much. For example, in a few days, it's going to be Baba Marta.
Yeah.
And it's so nice. There are all those ladies selling the martinis. It's so nice.
It's actually very true. Also, what I kind of admire here is that nearly every second Bulgarian has ever done some kind of horror dance classes,
like
the traditional dances that in many countries you want to forget about.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, you don't want to have anything like that.
I don't want to talk about it.
Yes, the culture is still very strong and very, very much pride in it. It's very beautiful, I agree.
We have the apartment full of... I forgot, jars.
I know. Oh. The jars where you put in your trushia and stuff.
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
The jars where you put it in.
How do you say jar in Bulgarian?
Burkan.
Burkani, yes.
And you have the lids as well?
Yes.
So one thing as a story, I have a metal detector because I have the idea that if I will find gold eventually from the trike somewhere in the countryside, which I'm obviously going to give to the museum.
I've always wanted to use a metal detector.
Well, call me. To the museum. Anyway, the thing that I really found everywhere is the lids from this jars. Everywhere. But 20 years old, like you go somewhere in the mountains up and I dig. Them. Yes, I dig and dig because of something beeps. Yeah. And then it's always these jars which are full of rust already. They are too many. It's everywhere. That's a bit of a problem.
Yes.
So if you ever do your struchia, I can't even pronounce that. Struchia, I can't pronounce that thing. Then please take the lids away.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you know what I realized?
We love foreigners.
Of course.
Yes, right. The mob is outside.
But you being an introvert, do you actually like traveling?
Yeah, a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I had a hope that you might not like it as much.
No, I need to see a lot. I need to see everything.
Why?
Because I know nothing and I had to discover places. There's so much to see. So.
But what does it bring you to go to another place? Like, what do you realize? What do you see? What is it?
I need to see something new. And there is so much new stuff to see. And you can't just focus yourself in a place or with just a circle of people. It's not enough. You have to... Maybe you're going to come back to the place and just be happy. Take some good photos and...
Do you think
memories.
It changes character when you travel?
Yes, absolutely. Your mind opens so much. You meet different cultures. You see how different people of different cultures live. It's very important also to learn how to be respectful toward different cultures from yours. It's extremely important.
Is there a culture that you find extremely fascinating?
No, Japanese culture, I find it super fascinating, but too far away and too different. They are aliens, actually.
I think what I'm very intrigued with them as well, just mm-hmm. because they are so
different.
Yes, they don't care. All this movement, right? Yeah. It's a bit like cats, right?
Yes,
they
exactly.
don't care.
Yes, just
yeah. Oh, whatever. Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
We definitely have to do a Japanese podcast as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
Can't work
without. Yes.
Yeah.
Are there any Japanese in Japan?
Well, we haven't made the request yet. Mm. Because in the Facebook request that I put out was mm-hmm. at the moment was Portuguese,
yes,
Italian, and Spanish.
Yeah.
We did get some other ones, mm-hmm. but then afterwards I would ask for the next countries.
Yeah.
I do know there's a Japanese architect here, which is kind of famous.
Okay.
But I don't know about other people which mm-hmm. came maybe for mm-hmm. studying or something like that.
But mm-hmm. we'll
find
well,
out.
There's also a lot of people like Bulgarians going over there and coming back with a partner.
Right.
Things
yeah.
like that. So for sure there is someone who's waiting for us to reach out.
that's true.
Nice.
I think I have all of my questions covered.
Okay.
Do you have anything that you want to ask?
We're about to hit an hour. We're so accurate with the time.
Oh my God, it's amazing. So maybe just one last thing. You have the free choice of words and of phrases and whatever you want to say to the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a message or mm-hmm. anything that you want to share, please go ahead. That's your moment. You can also sing.
Sing?
No.
Don't.
Some Eros Ramazzotti.
I'm kidding.
That's not so bad.
Yes.
No.
I hate Eros Ramazzotti.
Well, actually, I'm a big fan of Guccini when I was
there.
Okay. Oh, he's amazing.
Yes,
amazing.
But Eros Ramazzotti.
Well, he has a good voice. Come on. It's just because in all Italian restaurants, he plays all the time.
Everywhere.
By the way, quick other question. Which Italian restaurant for pizza would you recommend me?
Never been in one.
What?
I don't miss pizza. Why should I go eat pizza
but
in Bulgaria?
But I do. I wanted some recommendations.
I'm sure somebody else can give you good...
Fine.
Search on Sofia Foodies.
Yeah, you're right.
No, I don't go eat...
Do you go to any restaurants or anything?
Yes.
Which ones?
There is one very good. It's Merak. In
Merak. Do you know it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Where is that?
Where is it? In Druzhba? No.
Istuk there is one?
Yes.
Is it a Turkish restaurant?
No, it's pure Bulgarian.
Yeah,
right.
All they cook so.
Really?
It's so good, yes. Also, pizza is super good there.
Pizza?
Yes, but Bulgarian pizza. I like Bulgarian pizza. Also because you put stuff on pizza. Italians put a bit of tomato, a bit of mozzarella, and a bit of basil. Come on, put stuff on pizza.
Oh my God!
Let me be fair.
This is so painful for me.
We lost the Italian audience.
Yeah, absolutely.
I am the anti-Italian, yeah. probably. A message.
One question. Do you eat chicken on pizza?
I might, yes.
Oh my God, you just do that to make me feel painful, right? How about cappuccino for lunchtime?
No.
Then there's the limit, though, right?
Limit.
Yeah,
that's
a no-go,
okay. Well, I cannot eat cappuccino with tomato or with, but
not for lunch eating, but I mean after lunch, like a dessert, you just have a coffee, what do you take instead of a cappuccino?
No, I'm not drinking coffee anymore that much. I was drinking 7 espresso a day back in Italy.
7?
Yes.
Oh my. Do you have a little mocha here?
No, I drink...
You drink filter coffee?
I drink Nespresso.
No,
yes,
with all the
with
little capsules and stuff.
Yes.
Oh,
no, not with the capsule. Just the big mug.
Oh, I don't know that. I actually have a mocha at home.
Ah.
Bialetti, nice one. And then
I think I would die of heart attack if I drink a coffee.
Okay, well, you call me. I don't want to make you die, but I can dilute it a little bit. And then you can have a good
coffee.
Nice
Gaggia Brera machine.
Oh my god.
I still think that I win with the Bialetti, but hey, I mean, I might be
off
here.
Oh, that is a completely different...
I know.
Yes. You can have my father and my brother discussing for hours whether it's better the machine or the mocha.
So someone actually says the machine is better?
Yes,
who's
course.
That?
Well, my brother, for example.
Oh, your brother, so modern.
Yeah.
So wait, you have 2 twin sisters and
yes,
a brother?
Yes.
Like, how many are you in the family?
4.
Wow.
It's a big family.
But you're the eldest?
No, I'm the middle. Well, middle. Those two came together, but I'm the middle.
Right. Because normally they say the kid in the middle is always the one which is a bit, not disregarded, but a bit forgotten, because you have the first one first, and you have tiny ones.
No, I don't mind. My family is a mess. It's a huge mess. So,
Okay. Shall we go down this road? I mean, I'm tempted here.
No,
okay, we leave it.
Part 2.
Right.
Part 2.
Fair enough. And Yes, I think, sorry, your message. I cut
My
you
message
off
is to the world. Come to Bulgaria, try Bulgaria, it's an awesome country. You probably don't know anything about this place, but just come, it's really nice.
Oh, actually, you have a fair point. We never ask anything about what they like about Bulgaria, apart from the food. What do you like about Bulgaria, apart from the food?
The nature here, it's just amazing. There is a bit of a mess with abandoned structures, and that is painful. When you go in this beautiful Rodopi mountain and then you see the piece of concrete there completely abandoned, and that is sad. But I don't know, it's so incredible. And you go from the amazing... I cried first time I went to Rodopi. I seriously cried. I was so impressed.
Where did you go?
I don't remember names, ever. But because I wanted to live in the big city, so Moscow, Milano, Sofia, always concrete, because my dad used to take me always in the mountain as a teenager. So I said, it's enough, I hate the nature. And then I came here and my boyfriend said, okay, let's go sleep in the tent for 2 days. And I said, to God, no, again, the night. And when we went there, it was about 7 years that I didn't step out of the city. Obviously I did, but not a lot. And when I arrived there, I was just crying because it was too beautiful to be true. It was nature and green and peaceful and
How nice.
Yes, yeah.
Have you been to the seaside?
Yes.
Where do you go?
20 minutes from Varna.
Oh, yes.
Yes, so we did a lot of coast, actually. Beautiful.
Okay. But it's not the same as if you go to Sicily or Salento. That's okay. I've been just once to Berlin. I'm the same. Okay, Don't worry about it.
Okay. Yes, I've never been below Rome, actually. Well, I've been in Naples, but with the school, so it doesn't count. I've seen more countries than my own country. Well, right. I know Bulgaria better than my own country.
I actually do also.
Yeah.
But I know Italy better than Bulgaria.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I'm sorry, long history, track records. But that's nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very beautiful. So which is the city that you like the most, except from Sofia?
Well, I don't know. I like a lot of places here. I like a lot of Varna, and we're considering the possibility of moving there. Veliko Tarnovo is beautiful.
Oh, very beautiful.
Plovdiv is so charming.
But a little boring, right?
Probably, yes. Yeah.
I love Ruse.
Ruse, it's adorable.
I really love Ruse so much.
Yeah. Nezebra, but okay, I don't think you can even live there. Too many tourists, oh my god. But Varna is very nice, yes.
What's your favorite city, Miguel?
I don't expect my region to be mentioned.
Well, I mean, Belogradčik is very nice.
There's actually a few impressive caves over there. Uh-huh. I don't know if you enjoy caves.
No, we do. Yes, we do. But also because Belogradčik, I've never done it, but I know that around the rocks are very beautiful, where you can actually climb and do a lot of rock climbing. I've never done it, but a lot of people say it's very amazing.
I love climbing, so I should go. And actually, there is a fortress there.
In Belogradčik?
Yes, the fortress. Rocks are shaped in... they look like some real stuff, like people
There's the pregnant Maria, they have some strange names.
You still need a bit of imagination, like seeing shapes in the clouds,
right.
But it's interesting. And there's the fortress, and we have a couple of more fortresses in that region, and also the Magura Cave, and
been to the Magura
very
Cave,
cold
and when I went in there, I went in there and they were like, oh, there's some paintings from Neanderthal times. And then I saw a painting, which was a woman with a skirt. It was painted like a skirt. And I was like, this is wrong. Like, I'm pretty sure that at the time they didn't make... I don't know. There was some kind of fishy things going on. I don't want to put anything out there. But yes, I've seen the cave. It's quite impressive, actually.
Okay.
Still need to go there. My boyfriend is super good at history and he's in a medieval group. He's the smart guy.
Oh, they dress up?
Yes.
I've never seen that here happening. Where, when, why?
Well,
in Germany, we're crazy about it.
Seriously?
Yes.
I have to talk to my boyfriend. They do it.
Well,
they will do it in Varna, I'm guessing, soon.
Oh!
Hopefully in September.
So you have your own little tent and make your
little... I've never been there. Well, I've been to one, but just 20 minutes.
I know. I mean, I love this stuff.
Yes,
actually.
It's nice.
You don't?
You don't?
No, I've never been to.
Well, I take you with me. Let's go.
Let's go.
Yes, they do sometimes like these.
They
how do you call them? The Metal West?
Can I just
No.
Need there.
I wanted to do this, but my boyfriend said that there is no proof of knitting in the medieval age.
So sorry. Yes. But they had wool. Come on, wool is like the oldest material in the world, right?
Yeah, but
like wood or wool. At least when you play Catan or all these board games, you always have wool and wood and stone, right?
Yeah. I will carry a sword or whatever is necessary. I just want to.
But you need with two ugly ili.
Cookie.
Or one.
Yeah, two. I can do two.
Wow, impressive. But yeah, let me know if something happens, because I'd like to see it. For Bellagratic as well, there is the opera that they do every year in front of the castle and the fortress.
Nice.
I know, I've been trying to go there for 6 years, but because the drive is so long and it's dropping up, and somehow I haven't done that. But the opera here in Sofia is amazing, because it's very cheap and you have a lot of Italian operas actually. But anyway, it's very beautiful actually.
Okay,
so that might be something which is interesting for our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did we have your message? Yes, we had your message. Then I think that's it. I say cheers again with the limoncello.
Cheers.
Thank
Did you
so much.
Did you get limoncello because I was coming?
What?
Oh, it was not because I was coming, the limoncello.
Yes, of course.
To make me feel, this is so nice for me.
Yeah, to make you feel at home.
Nice.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, maybe...
Well, maybe now that we know your preferences, maybe we should have brought Fakir and Kende.
I was thinking exactly the same. I think I got it wrong with the limoncello.
No, I like limoncello and it's about 2 years. I don't drink a glass of limoncello.
Oh, so the bottle is for you?
No.
We started to drink it, but the rest...
No, it actually is. No,
come on. Unless you don't want to take a half-open bottle, but generally it's your bottle. If not, we give it to charity.
Can I give another message?
Yes.
Okay, best podcast ever. Come and share your stories. You're going to have a lot of fun.
Oh, okay. I love that message so
Please
much.
Please say that in Italian.
Oh.
Just to...
Assolutamente dovete venire a condividere la vostra storia qui perché è stato divertentissimo e sono molto simpatici.
Oh my God.
Oh, thank you so much.
I love it.
So, thank you for listening and send us an email. We never got one so far.
Okay.
antonymipodcast@gmail.com.
Yay!
Find us on Facebook.
Right, we have a Facebook page now. By the way, we want to take a quick picture if that's okay with you. We put it on Facebook and just like us, follow us and come with us around the world, which I think I'm going to rename from Travel Around the World in 1 Year into Drink Your World Around the Globe or something like that. But yes,
okay.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
For us as well.
Okay.
And let me take the camera. Take a picture. Stay where you are.
Okay.
Drink some limoncello. Actually, drink some
still
more.
Recording.
Well, if you want to, that's fine.
I'm right.
Oh, yes, that's okay. But wait, let me get the camera as well, the microphone.
I don't need to look at you. That
you don't need to.
Me.
Oh, no.
You don't have battery.
I charged it the whole fucking day and it just died again.
So your phone is...
I know, that's why I wanted to...